Protests continued Monday in several U.S. cities over the outcome of the George Zimmerman trial, as a similar trial got underway in Milwaukee. Zimmerman is the Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer acquitted of killing 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. In Milwaukee, a trial began in the shooting death of another unarmed black teenager. 76-year-old John H. Spooner of Milwaukee is charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Prosecutors say he shot 13-year-old Darius Simmons last year after suspecting the teen stole shotguns from Spooner's home. The two were neighbors. According to the criminal complaint, Spooner confronted the teenager on the sidewalk. When he denied taking anything, Spooner shot him in the chest. The 13-year-old ran a short distance, collapsed, and died.
I think the family is anxious to enter into this trial.
That's the Reverend Steve Jerby. He's pastor at All People's Church in Milwaukee and spoke on behalf of Simmons' family.
There's really no question about what happened and the motivation, and so they're hoping that justice will be served and that at the end of the day, for all of us who knew Darius, no verdict will bring him back. And so this is just one step in the healing process and just one part of the justice that they seek.
The boy's mother, Patricia Larry, witnessed the shooting last May. She was in the courtroom Monday but declined to be interviewed. Pastor Jerby called Darius Simmons an amazing young man.
We have a community garden where youth from the neighborhood come and work, and he loved the garden and loved it so much that he would bring his neighbors to come and work in the garden with us.
While activists and the media have drawn comparisons between the Milwaukee and Florida cases, Pastor Jerby sees striking differences. Wisconsin does not have a stand-your-ground law. It allows people to defend themselves with force if they feel it will prevent great bodily harm or death. We do have what's called a castle doctrine. It legally protects homeowners who shoot intruders. But Jerby says the law would not apply in this case because the shooting occurred in public. Franklin Gimbel is the attorney representing accused shooter John Spooner. Gimbel told Channel 4 that the 76-year-old was not in his right mind when he killed the teenager.
It's a combination of a long-standing depression, and it manifested itself in a paranoia.
The defense is expected to argue Spooner is not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. If he's convicted, the senior citizen faces life in prison. Community activist Khalil Coleman was in the courtroom Monday as the trial got underway. He's with the group Occupy the Hood, Milwaukee. There may be differences in the two cases, but Coleman's focused on the similarity, the victims.
When I look around my community, the young men that I work with, the people who are becoming the Trayvon Martins across the country, I'm a reflection of that, and I'm their voice.
Coleman says he hopes the Milwaukee case brings justice for Darius Simmons and prompts the country to stem gun violence. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.